It's 16 minutes to 10 o'clock. You are listening to The Morning Review. If you are a parent who took your kid, your 12 to 17 year old, to get the one dose of Pfizer vaccine yesterday, I'd really like to know their experience. 021-446-0567. You can drop me a WhatsApp or voice note 072-567-1567. So we thought we'd get the health department in on the show to find out how that first day of vaccinations went. Foster Mohale is with the Department of Health, the National Department of Health. Foster, thanks so much for joining us here on The Morning Review. After hours, after school hours, is when I guess many of young people went and got their first jabs. Do we know how many people, how many 12 to 17 year olds got vaccinated yesterday?
Good morning, Lister, Kivit, and good morning to the listeners of Cape Talk, and thanks for this opportunity. Indeed, yesterday we have officially opened our EVDS system to allow the registration and vaccination of children from the age of 12 up to 17 years old. The system opened at 8 o'clock, but we know that most of these young people, they attend school, primary and secondary. So we did not expect a higher number of vaccination and registration in the morning. But as from 2 o'clock, we knew that as soon as they leave the school, after school, they'll be coming to vaccination. And indeed, they came in numbers. I can assure you that during the first day, tomorrow alone, we managed to register about just over 39,000 of them and vaccinate about 7,000 of them just on the first day of vaccination.
The fact that young people have to, after school, then be taken and transported to a vaccination center, to me, that seems a very low number, 7,000. The National Department of Health has used the Department of Basic Education, public schools, as vaccination sites before. Just in March, there was an HPV rollout, an HPV vaccine rollout for girls at public schools. Is there a plan to use schools as vaccination sites? I know when I was a kid, I was vaccinated at my public school. Is there plans to bring the Department of Basic Education on board?
Yeah, let me start by answering the question regarding the low number of vaccination. Remember the schooling hours is between around past 7 and 2 o'clock. And remember, some of these kids, they still need to travel to home, spend about 30 minutes. They will arrive at home around past 2. Mm. And our vaccination site, most of them, they close at 4, meaning that we had about 1 hour, maximum of 2 hours to vaccinate all these kids. So hence the number was as low as 7,000. So, and we don't expect any number higher than that, because we know that they've got only about the maximum of 2 hours to reach our vaccination size. But regarding the issue of vaccination at school, yes, we as the Department of Health, together with the Department of Basic Education and Social Development, we have got a program called Integrated School Health Program, where we take our health services, including the vaccine on the measles, polio, and HPV, as we just correctly said. But unfortunately, this time, we are still working together, but unfortunately, this time, the timing of opening the vaccination for these young children, it coincided with the examination preparations. As you know, that we are now in the last quarter of the benefits of this vaccine. As much as we have, you know, the benefits of taking a vaccine, you're vaccinated, but you must also allow the children to do the same. Because if you're able to, when you say the parent must protect their own children and support them, it means they must protect them with everything. If we know that the vaccine can kill an adult, it can also kill a child. So let's exercise our parental responsibility. Let's educate them. Let's support them to vaccinate just like we others have vaccinated.
It's nothing new, because already with sexual and reproductive health and rights, children also have the right to make bodily decisions by themselves. So this isn't something that is novel with the COVID-19 vaccine. There is precedence in this already with other form of public health issues as well.
Exactly. Even though, as we said, there are pieces of legislation that empower children to make children of 12 years and above to make their own consent, as long as they understand the benefits and the implications of the treatment that they're going to receive. So we don't want to, in fact, we don't want to, don't even want to talk about or use that piece of legislation to as a weapon for children to make the decision without their parental consent. So we want them, the parents, the caregivers, to enter into these discussions so that they discuss the benefits of this and support them and also assist them to register and possibly accompany them to the vaccination sites so that to show that they support and they encourage them to vaccinate, they want to protect them. So we need, as the parents, as the caregivers, let's take that responsibility. We don't have to use any form of legislation to arm the children against the parents. Do not create any conflict between the parents and the children. So let's do the right thing. Let's protect our children. Let's support them so that they also live a long and healthy lifestyle.
Foster Mohale, Health Department spokesperson, thank you so much for joining us here on The Morning Review. I know the kids are in school right now, so you can't get them to call in. But if you are a parent who accompanied your child to a vaccination center yesterday, and you intend to do so again if you haven't done so yet, let me know what your experiences are. What are the conversations that you've had with your child? 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp. 072-567-1567.